Welcome to the Creative Playing Podcast Network. Join us as we review our favorite RPGs, collectible card games, MMOs, video games, PC games, and bring up interesting topics and things that we'd like to share with everyone. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Okay, so you say everybody ready?
Yeah.
Basic ideas?
Yeah.
Until the last minute panic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, we are starting in space. You may want to be able to find one of these pretty quickly. And you have the ship sheet out since you're in the ship.
I'm not in the ship.
So since you guys have been together, and your pilot obviously had to chime in hyperspace before we start, that, hey, we're here. Is anyone taking any particular positions in the ship?
Presumably.
Is there any reason for us to be expecting trouble?
Well, the HUT downloaded the information from the old B2 battle droid of this station and knows basically zero intel. That's why he's sending expendables out there.
All right.
So yeah,
you're expendables. Going to be on one of the guns.
Yeah.
Okay, does anyone have gunnery?
Yep.
Now, this is a classic YT-1300, Millennium Falcon's got the gun at the top and the gun at the bottom. Granted, it's not the badass quad cannons of the Millennium Falcon.
I do have gunnery, or I have at least a 4 dice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got 4 dice?
Yeah, in gunnery.
Okay, I will co-pilot, you two be gunners.
Okay.
Cool.
So you're going to be in the co-pilot seat with our smuggler friend, as we've got the bounty hunter in one turn.
Oh.
And on the ship sheet, it does have the weapons stats for the damage.
Yeah. Where are the guns on this thing?
Basically, there's a tube in the center of the ship. Which, on the plus side, if any target is in front or behind, you both basically can shoot at it. It's only if they're like right on top or right on the bottom that there's a problem.
It's showing us that the arts are only on the sides.
Well, it's basically... ignore that one. That one isn't based on the Millennium Falcon style, where it's a saucer shape.
Oh, okay.
That's based on a straight ship that goes like this. It's lame. Your turrets are basically at top and bottom. Mm-hmm. But if something's far in front and far in behind, you both got a clear shot, which is nice.
That way you can just drop into the cargo
series with a little bit of
overlap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that ship's quite a couple of
yep. It's the Millennium Falcon.
Top deck is good because I can just drop into the main bay if somebody gets bored. Just like,
Vibranife. Isn't the thing a little small?
It's been modified so you fit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one nice thing with Star Wars. It doesn't really worry about that kind of stuff. Like, yes, you can fit in. Okay. Our pilot is already scared. He always
it's on auto. It's fine.
He goes to the restroom before coming out of hyperspace every time because when he has to go, that's when you're almost there.
Yeah, that's fair.
All of a sudden, he's in the refresher, and you get that boo. 5 minutes to disembarking.
Nice.
And this will, of course, take place as your ship. Because the nice thing is, we don't need really battle maps for the most part. We just need quick references.
So, by the way, co-piloting.
Co-piloting.
Good. 3 successes and. Advantage.
So you're downgrading the difficulty for the pilot's next check by 1. So instead of him...
Each success, though, does that mean I would downgrade the difficulty by 3?
Yeah. Which means, basically, because of your co-piloting, you just made it so he's just following the boxes on the heads-up display.
And then can I give him a blue dice with the advantage right now?
Yeah, that's exactly how it plays. Now, I'll be honest with you, no plan survives the first 5 minutes when narrative dice come into play. The hardest thing is going to be for you spending your advantage. So you may want to look at the cheat sheets.
Do we get to hold on to advantage? Do we get to
pull?
Okay,
it's at your turn, you got to spend them all, yeah.
Okay.
But the nice thing is most things you can do multiple times.
So there's never going to be an instance where you can't burn yourself down to zero by doing something.
There's always going to be something. Usually it's going to be, I'm going to give the guy shooting at me a black die, because I'm super wiry, and I'm going to give the next player going a blue die. And then I'm going to get some strain back too, because you know that's why you shouldn't be afraid to burn some strain, unless some yo-ho is shooting you with a stun cannon and throwing stun grenades at you.
That's
and I'll be honest, most weapons don't do like Princess Leia got nailed into New Hope, where it's one shot and she's down. Stun weapons require a lot of success.
I also don't
think
Leia has very good physical stats.
Yeah.
I think she has maybe a 6 wound and strain.
Yeah, she's...
At least
initially. Do you think knowing what her father knew, like who her actual father was, like, you know, you should prepare for some rough life.
Well, she does have... There's a cool thing in the diplomat tree, because they actually have in Edge of Empire, the diplomat.
Huh?
Scathing tirade. It's basically a vocal stun attack that basically goes against 2 purple dice. And all they have to do is be able to hear you. So, like, I've used NPCs that have scathing tirade where they're basically just mocking you like a bard from the intercom on the cameras. And you're taking stun damage every time you're being mocked if they succeed. So we had a droid during this droid uprising shtick. That this command droid in the booth was basically mocking them over the intercom, so they had to keep blowing up the intercoms when they'd see them, because he'd get one attack on one of them. And if they'd fail their shot, he would mock them again. And hey, it's a great support ability. And basically, Princess Leia has that tree.
Right?
And of course, then there's improved scathing tirade and other things like that. That just, you know, all of a sudden now it goes from, I was stunning you, to all of a sudden, you're now taking actual negative dice to doing things because of your distraction of, oh, you called me a scruffy nerf herder.
Like, oh, you son of a bitch.
I won
by the way,
nerf.
Your next piloting action has its difficulty reduced by 3.
Cool.
We'll see. We'll have you do that just as we start, because we haven't actually
okay.
opened up yet. So I'll open the fluff that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
Remember the fluff?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently Stacy didn't get to see the fluff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I never got added to the... Like, he added
yeah.
me, but
it never
my
actually
messenger
came
was like,
through.
Nah, you don't need to be
messenger.
For... Yeah.
Okay, so this is when you get the... Dun, you see the little star space.
In the middle of our seats, all of a sudden starts scrolling, like...
Oh,
God
damn, what is this? What is this?
I faced some maneuvers, guys.
And then you get... And then, salvage run to static base. Go to the hut, had recently purchased an old battle droid for his droid pit fighting circuit, and discovered in its memory dump the location of an old separatist base that doesn't seem to be on any Imperial records or listed as destroyed. Interested in its location, and that it can possibly be containing valuable droids, spare parts, and munitions. Dot, dot, dot. Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Knowing the crew of the Bucket of Bolts owes him for their latest ship upgrades after narrowly escaping an Imperial entanglement. And their need to avoid the Imperials, Goda is sending them with his newest droid into the Outer Rim to some no-name planet known as 5T8-T1C. Which, by the way, spells static. Da 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 da.
Goda. It's a part of the
Hermit family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like Gouda. Only once coming out of hyperspace, it seems a group of space pirates know of this backwater system, and upon seeing the ship jump out of hyperspace, are giving chase to the planet. And of course, the camera pans down, and there's your ship just ripping out. And you see, like, at long distance, this horrible planet that's your target, and it seems to be, like, rolling with static electrical storms.
Oh, good.
And
so it's sort of like that one in Serenity that what's his face?
Yeah, where he hides
yes.
in that giant storm.
Mr. Universe.
Yeah,
yes.
Mr. Universe.
Mr. Get Stabbed with a
the
sword.
He's got a sword now. How weird is that?
Yeah, that's one of my characters.
So currently, your weapons, your ship has long range scanners, but your weapons are only good at short range.
Because okay.
you're not like meant to blow up a planet or anything.
Close.
There are 3 space pirate craft. They seem to be very simple, non-light speed, you know, capable fighters that when you popped out, you noticed them immediately giving chase. They're like, immediately they're all parked, chilling, and they're like, brrr, chasing after you.
Can I open comms? What is that a thing?
That is so a thing.
Okay.
You can also do like scanning and things like that with computers.
Okay. So they're basically
so,
the
yeah, almost basically headhunters, except they're more cool-looking angles. It's a Cutlass-class fighter. It's a cool pirate ship. So you guys are at medium range, so everybody's outside of firing range of each other. The planet's going to be at long range, just to let you know.
Okay.
So I got on my little chart here, so that way if you like do something like hit it where you're going twice the speed, or if you're going to slow down and let them catch up or something like that. So yeah. Comms is so a thing. So literally, camera pans down, there's your YT-1300 barreling like a bat out of hell, and then you just got these fighters doing the choo 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 following after you.
I would say invasive maneuver. So they're not drop ships yet, sideways, go between them, and start getting gunning them. Space playing is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I think I would like to not be within close range. We just painted the ship. This is like the third time this month. And I'd like it to not have holes blown in it.
We have shields. And we've got two good gunners.
Yeah, but we just painted the ship.
Well, have you brought your shields up? Because your shields aren't up in hyperspace.
It's true.
I figured I'd throw that out. So everybody go ahead and roll Vigilance, which is how you do initiative in Star Wars. Is there's two skills, Vigilance and Cool. If you're using your Cool usually for like a cool in the cantina type thing, you'd use Cool. This case, it's Vigilance because you're being prepared. You roll no difficulty dice. It's just your skill.
I got three
successes. That's an automatic advantage to your Vigilance because you have a skill in your talent tree. You're always keeping attention to the surroundings. You have situational awareness.
So it's sort of the equivalent of perception is going to be the equivalent of
search.
No success, but four advantages. Usually advantages are made to break ties because initiative goes by successes. So like say if somebody had no successes either, you would break the tie with the advantages.
I got
Can you use those advantages?
You've got a lot of advantages.
No, it's just for...
If there's somebody else who didn't know what's going on, you've got them beat by spades.
Yeah, you've got 4 year, like, situational awareness. I was already aware.
So you're just
of
browsing, like, your phone and then cockpit.
So what'd you get? Blank?
I'm just trying to figure out where the fuck those words went.
Okay. Well, for Vigilance.
Vigilance, right here. Rank
yep.
One. And
okay, you got a blank?
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you get for your Vigilance roll? Two successes?
So the gunners are going last.
Three successes
and an advantage.
Which actually might
Which
be good, because we might want to actually talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I was going first, if I'm being chased by pirates, I'm immediately telling you that draw and shoot.
Well, see, the nice thing is in Star Wars, it's popcorn order, so you guys get to pick who goes first and which action. Usually, I would recommend the pilot goes first, because that helps or hurts everybody. Because if you're within firing range, you want the pilot to let you shoot first, and then get the hell out of firing range before they take their turn, which is actually a great tactic. Or if you're, like, say, being, you know, hunting down a target, you want him to do stay on target and basically give you bonuses to your attacks. So the way it's going to go for initiative is going to be a player character.
Is it Sabine or Sabina?
Sabine.
Cool.
Then NPC, then NPC, then PC, then PC.
Check.
So basically, two of you guys... Two of these, just to let you know, are minions. So they basically fire as a group. So it's their salvo that is their attack. Also, it's easier to kill them because if you overkill one, it kills the other. It's a nice way of doing it. Like, blast your bolts through one another. Yep, causes the whole...
Yay.
So who would like to go first? Here comes the hard part.
Pilot.
Pilot wants to go first.
Yeah. I would like to use my action, and I'm not sure... precisely if this would be a gunner or not. I'm going to maintain a healthy distance and open comms.
Okay, so you're going to go for the punch it?
Before I open comms, though, can I just comms the people on the ship? We got company.
Oh
yeah, that's like a freebie that you've got the intercom on the ship.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Can we bring our shields up, too? Is that just a button we push?
That's a button you push.
That would
okay.
be an action for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But gun it is also an action, so I'm not going to be doing both.
It's okay.
Well, it's a maneuver. Because remember, you have an action.
Oh, and a maneuver.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you have your sheet.
Difference.
You have action and maneuver. So that way pilots don't get screwed most of the time. Because a pilot would get screwed if he's using all his things for just piloting.
I'm actually not going to gun it. I'm going to maintain...
Just accelerate?
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it so that they can't be all up in my business immediately. So I'm going to move away. But I'm not going to max speed because, you know.
Okay, so you're just continuing to pilot forward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah, comms.
Okay.
Can I help you?
We're the Dark Star Nebula. Surrender your ship and your cargo.
Dark Star Nebula. Real clever people.
You can have some plasma.
Don't go for some plasma. We
Here's our
that.
Blaster gas in bulk form.
What if we just all went about our business today? Wouldn't that be a lot nicer for everybody?
Give me a charm roll.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be against...
Oh, wait, just charm, not deception.
If you're going to be more deceptive-y, then yeah, you can go deception.
That's true. I'm just trying to charm
it's
right
going
now.
Wait.
Ooh.
But don't forget, you have to roll your difficulty dice. So it's going to be against the discipline of them. So thankfully, this isn't a very disciplined lot. The one who is not the minion is the highest one, so it's a purple and a red. The difficulty. But, wow, you...
So, I have no successes.
But a triumph is always a success, so that's a good thing.
And I've got a triumph and an advantage versus a failure and three disadvantages.
So you fail, and you have two threat, but you roll the triumph.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately when you... Go ahead, and what do you say in the comm?
We really don't have to, steal each other's ships right now. We could all go about our business. I know where some great scrap is. We could all have a party.
And as soon as you say that, you feel that you're just like, your voice is quivering. You're feeling very unconfident of your role. But all of a sudden, Jack? Jack, is that you?
Danica? What's it been, 6 years?
It's been forever since flight training. What are you doing in the side of the galaxy?
Holy crap. Stop ship.
Do you know everyone, Jack?
This is Danica.
Who's Danica?
You don't know Danica?
No, I don't know Danica.
I know Danica.
As you just hear over open comm, she just, boys, hang back. I got some conversation I have to have.
We're only out for 4 years, huh? Yeah, Danica predated you. Danica's great. Used to be crew.
Okay. Great. Why is Danica not part of the crew anymore?
That's a great question. What you been up to, Danica?
Well, I had some hard times, so I gave in with this bunch. I mean, they might be a bunch of killing, murdering bastards, but they're not bad folks.
Oh, I know the type.
At least they got rules.
Sharpens my
head. As you're slowing down, and she's like kind of like spinning her ship to come around in front so you guys can see each other cockpit to cockpit.
I'm an assassin, not a crazed gunman.
Yeah, you're a good foe.
Sits up in the gunner table,
as he's on open comms, so everyone's hearing this conversation. What are you doing out here? I mean,
craziest thing, we were going to collect some scrap for. Yeah, he's probably not going to want to share, huh?
There's nothing out here. We've been hiding out here for months since we pissed off the Black Sun.
Well, that's great. We'll take all of the nothingness here.
Yeah.
We thought we'd paint some Black Suns on our ships and it would give us some street cred. And yeah, that didn't work out well.
I'm stuck with Bucket of Bolts after that bet.
Oh, that's... Okay. Well, let us know before you leave the system. I mean, maybe we can invite you over to the base afterwards.
Base?
And she basically comms you, and there's a comm signal to basically hollow net her out here, and a little dotted line showing the classic 80s style graphics, showing the asteroid belt right behind where you guys popped out of hyperspace. There's this little base of a bunch of asteroids kind of like towed together and welded together into a clump of life pods.
Nice.
We'll have to check it out sometime.
Stay classy. Stay classy, space pirates.
Like, you may want to hide in the, of course, go to channel, blah, 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 blah. And she says a code to you that's like this old code you guys used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And she changes her channel and comm, so it's a private comm between you guys. So you make sure you hide anything valuable in your ship before you come.
Yeah, that's pretty standard practice these days. But you know these old ships, they got a lot of hiding holes.
All right, cool. I just wanted to make sure. It's great hearing from you. It's been forever.
I honestly thought you were dead. I'm glad to learn you're not.
Well, you gotta fake your death every couple of years to keep the creditors bay.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Okay,
well,
yeah, smuggling compartments.
Yeah, it's actually that's.
I'm like, I
that,
bet that's written down somewhere on that.
That is part of the modifications you owe go to that for.
I would love to think that you actually like pulled out a manual in your computer. Like, oh, hey, look at that.
Where did we put those? Where did we have those in? I didn't do it.
Oh, we should absolutely shred that.
I mean, yeah, but after we can remember where they are.
The owner's manual. There's all those receipts in the glove box.
Drugs are here.
Oh, here's the thing. No, they're all receipts. You have to comb through them. Like, what's for where? What is this? Is a receipt? This is like Del Taco. What the hell?
And she's like, it sounds like you've got some business to do. So
oh,
I'm gonna let you be. And basically, she just like guns her craft softly. And she's like, "Follow me, boys." And she gets like the grit in her voice. She's like, "Follow me, boys." And they, of course, turn and follow. They're like, but, what? No, don't worry about it. Just follow me.
We want to shoot something.
Do you want me to shoot you? I'll shoot you. And like, okay, nope, never mind. And they're taking off.
There comes.
Narrative dice. Wacky shit happens. On your first roll, congratulations.
Sabine, done. B2, I'd say that went a lot better than I anticipated.
Yeah. Good luck, Jack.
Okay, so you got the
disadvantage. We don't get any scrap from them.
Well, the two disadvantage is you're actually taking system strain on the ship.
Oh.
Because, you know, you were barreling like a mofo, and then
that's
you stop the brakes. This is a friend.
Oh, crap.
So
okay,
on the ship, go ahead and take 2 strain.
Here we go. System strain.
Somewhere in the back end of the engineering section, something popped and sparked, and you're like, it's just a bucket of bolts.
It happens.
It's part of
the
business.
I got upset every time something popped on the ship. I'd spend all my time on that.
So you're seeing that this planet, you know, it's a medium range ahead. It looks like hell. You know, you're like, why are we flying to this? And then all of a sudden, the hologram pops up at the face that's supposedly down there that B2's memory bank says there. And obviously, you're looking at the camera, and these fighters are still heading back full burn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on them.
Mechanics.
Oh, hey, I got 3 in that, so, you know.
I'm keeping an eye on them, like turning
the
pot around visually,
yeah,
looking at them.
Cool.
Okay.
Speaking
so
of which, would you like a piloting role for landing?
Actually, was that a co-piloting role?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget 2 purple.
Oh, 2 purple?
Yeah, 2 purple.
We net 1 success.
So 1 success. So you're downloading your difficulty. Your buddy is setting up your course for you while you're still like talking on the comms to her. It's just like business. Let's go.
Comms
starts
to the
static for
the
electrical
system.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I'm on bridge.
He's
I'm
the co-pilot.
I was talking to Danica still.
Yeah.
Oh, Danica.
He's talking to his old friend.
Yeah.
Friend. So it's going to be 2
smugglers.
Friendly acquaintance. Person that hasn't
oh,
backed
nice.
Him yet.
So, yep, those take that dice out. So you have a triumph.
Yay.
Which is always a good place to start with. And then you rolled.
No.
Okay. So 2 successes. Basically, you can take the strain off because he goes back there and starts smacking some stuff around. He's basically doing some repairs back there while you're busy.
Oh, thanks, Don.
He unscrewed the bad fuse, screwed in a new fuse.
Like, I didn't get to shoot shit.
Your co-pilot's got this beautiful course he's set in that's going to reduce the difficulty once you get to the planet. So go ahead and give me a piloting check. Right now it's 2 purple, but he's reducing it down to only 1 purple.
Okay, so by default it's 2, right?
Yeah, usually everything is default 2. But I'm going to go ahead and be a jerk and upgrade that purple to a red just in case.
Ooh.
There might
I'm
be some
excited.
Old pirate scraps floating around out there.
Right.
So odds are good, nothing bad.
Ooh.
Yep.
But we might crash and explode.
Slightly better than I thought. Is that right? Yes, that is.
Should be 2 and 2, I believe. 2 yellow, 2 green.
It's just 2 yellow, 1 green.
Oh, okay. Wrong pilot, I was thinking about.
I've got 2 successes.
Mm-hmm.
With 1 advantage.
Okay. So you are easily piloting your course. You actually cut the time in half what you thought it would be, especially with this course. It's like this beautiful gravity pull. As you're heading in planet side, immediately you just disappear in the clouds. All of a sudden, lightning, static is bursting all around you guys.
Okay,
how
did you go, Danica?
As your comms literally just go dead when you get into the EMP circle of this planet. So you're following what you believe is the course that you were told of where you need to land. So you're just going by instruments on the heads-up display because it's clouds, lightning. Give me another base roll.
Okay.
This one.
Doing another
okay.
I can?
You can, yes.
Okay. Same too?
Yep. So basically you're saying, let me go first as you plot the course.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important because this is a dangerous atmosphere.
Net one success.
Okay, yep. So he is basically giving you this ding, 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 because obviously on the comms, you guys, you know, didn't really try the comms, but on the planet side, you can do computer to see if there's anything there with sensors.
Mm-hmm.
But you think, you were told, it's right there. And he's basically setting up this beautiful course, little heads of display.
If it's right there, we're going straight forward.
And you had one success?
Mm-hmm.
One right? success.
So instead of rolling against four purple, you're only rolling against three purple.
All right.
As lightning is just bolting in front of you as you're going.
This might be a good time to...
Yeah, I was going to say, does this...
This is a very good time to upgrade.
Purple, or does this...
No, that upgrades
a green
to a yellow.
Okay.
So you're down to three purple, and you're all gold.
On the bright side, we will make it to the planet.
Maybe.
We'll definitely land.
Yeah, exactly. One way or another, gravity will take care of the hard part.
I've got one success, and... That is the long and short of it. I succeed.
Hey, you know, and that was an amazing dice pool to think about it, too. And you only had one success. So that's just the terrifying thing that is narrative dice. So you come barely, and then, of course, you just crack through the atmosphere. And it's got the thinnest between the cloud cover and the ground atmosphere ever you're noticing. Because all of a sudden you're like, mountain. And then you're coming up to this almost crater shape. As all of a sudden you're seeing what you think through the rain and lightning flares are going on of what looks like a landing pad. And thank God you rolled good enough because you do this whole break and turn thing. So you're kind of like semi-spinning very slowly as you land on this pad that basically ends in a sheer wall.
Whoa.
As you're just like, and I'm assuming you're landing. You,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just... As soon as you land, the storm is blowing this way off the ledge, so you have this like overhang that the rain is not hitting you.
Oh.
Which is nice, because all of a sudden it could go to like instant calm, and you just hear this ripping crack of lightning that's like this 2-second lightning bolt that just arcs down the mountain.
Wow. There better be a payoff here.
Opens doors from cockpit. Ladies first.
You got it.
Now,
right,
you do have scanners you can use.
Oh,
somebody can do computers to scan.
Can I do
scanners? That's a great
question.
Now,
Jack's
a Luddite and doesn't even think about it.
So I was going to say, here's a good time to cover aiding another person. So there's two different ways to aid another. One is you basically say, I'm helping you, I give you a blue die.
Okay.
Two is we make a combination of our characteristics and our skills. So like say you have a higher skill and he's got a higher intel, you make the best combination of both of you.
Oh,
there's two different ways you can aid each other, which is nice. Yeah. Because basically it breaks down to if you guys are the same or one person's better, you're giving that person blue dice. So it's basically your intel.
Three plus.
For computers, it's.
Three.
So you're untrained in computers, but you have three intelligence. I have two intelligence, and I'm also untrained in computers. So my best bet would just be to say, hey, I'm helping you.
Yep.
Cool. So I'm helping you.
Yep.
And two.
It's going to be against two purple.
I do still, for the record. Lower the door the moment we crash.
he keeps calling these crash landings, but I don't think that means what he thinks it does.
we crash politely.
Success with disadvantage.
So success with disadvantage.
The only one disadvantage.
Just one, which is good. Because, you know, some of the nice things is when GMs start stacking up and saving your threats,
yeah.
to have things happen, which is always fun because that makes things happen. So you get you ping with the computer in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're picking up that there's lots of residual power supply going through this place.
Okay.
But it feels, through comms, it comes out, if this is like an establishment, it'd be like a lot hotter on the power.
Okay.
So it's obviously in some kind of standby mode.
I'm able to get like, oh, there are computers here. That's what I got for you.
Yeah, and it's got power running through, but it's in very low power mode. Like if it was a droid, it would be on standby. And you also are picking up that there is an ion shield that, if activated, will cover this pad as well as parts of the base that are on the surface to prevent the electrical storm damage from doing things.
Oh, I guess we should get to the ion shield.
However, there is no active comms on the station if you want to ping them. You basically hit it and the modem's like, nope, no signal.
Oh.
They're either dead or they look like they are. This is where I hide a military base.
Okay.
Blaster, safety's off.
Yeah.
Okay. Safety. This is the Star Wars galaxy. There's no safeties.
You have your blaster out.
Blaster out, and I get prepped to pop anything that's on the other side of that door.
Okay, so you're perched right where the hangar door starts coming down. Immediately, you're feeling the wind sweep up here, and like bits of misty rain, and the crack of lightning comes echoing through the inside. You have a feeling you don't want to be outside here often.
I am going. I have a thing I can use. The infrabinoculars can see through up to 2 meters of wall. Dense or shielded materials impose at least one black dye.
So you have one of those wall scanners that can see through the wall?
Yeah. I have binoculars that can see through the wall.
Okay.
Just according to the binoculars. Depending on how shielded or...
Give me a perception roll. It is shielded, because these are blast doors.
How many black dyes do I have to add for it?
It's going to be 2 black dyes, and then 1 black dice for the weather out there. The
weather, I actually have a different thing that lets me for. Or, well, maybe. Concealment, darkness, fog. Oh, never mind. That's only for combat checks.
So as you whip out your special binocs that help you see heat through walls.
Yeah, I've got a quick question before we continue. What does the pizza pad do?
It's a laptop. It's a iPad.
Cool.
It's space iPad.
Lets me look
nice.
Up. So I can use that one on the ship because I don't get sick.
Yep.
Got it.
Slicers have black market versions that give them boosts for hacking. Do you have a data spike, by the way?
I do not.
Okay. Somebody has a data spike on my character sheet. I'm not sure who it is. But a data spike is like an instant hack pin that you just stick in the computer and it helps hack them for you. So
okay.
One shot dealio.
Do not have.
One triumph, 2 failures, 2 advantages, 1 threat.
Okay. So triumph is the important one. As your binocs, you sweep this area. You're sweeping. You even like stick your head out and sweep the walls real quick because you're feeling confident. You immediately are noticing, clearly in the cracks of lightning, this is a gun placement built in the wall with anti-vehicle cannon. This is also a gun placement sticking through that basically thing. It's for shooting anything coming planet side or trying to leave. You see a very heavy blast door here. Above this turret and this turret, you're seeing hints in the rock of what looks like a gun slits.
Okay.
Also. A little higher above, about 10 feet above. So it's probably not related to this, but it's probably on the next level up. There might be a spot where you can go and observe. Through here, the data pad is still functioning. You see actually a bit of what looks like skeleton on the outside, like a leg or arm. You can't quite tell. Probably something from some animal or bird of prey, maybe left.
Okay.
And you see auto tool slots. Basically a spot where you push a button and a toolbox pops up to work on a ship. Clearly marked in old, faded paint. You know, it's got lightning scores and stuff on it. And there's a big cable over here that you can barely make out. It's basically set for grounding the vehicle. So you plug this cable in, and if lightning strikes, it helps absorb the electricity.
I will point that out.
Yeah, and I'll go hook that up.
Door's open. I'll help.
Okay, and then there's this major blast door that you have to pad. You have to go up and try to get in. Through the door, you are, you know, sent between lightning flashes and electrical static. You notice that there are, it looks like a standby mode droid here and a standby mode droid there. And it looks like the B1 battle droids. Mainly because you got to see on some of B2's memory cores, the Roger Roger droids. It looks like a pair of them standing in possibly power down mode because your binocs aren't picking up any movement whatsoever. Or
just a very low
just a
from their
power core.
I'll fill everyone else in.
So for that, that's going to be mechanics. So as you're going to run out there like the old flight crew, pull out the umbilical.
Oh,
hey,
I have mechanics.
Yes, you do.
I'm helping. So.
And it's going to be against 2 purple and a black because of the weather conditions. You'll be picking up, you'll be noticing the theme is 1 black for the weather conditions.
Yeah, that's right.
So blue and black are the equivalent of circumstance bonuses.
Yep, setback and boost.
And
sometimes it's black dice. Love
yeah.
you. Did you have a triumph?
Yeah.
There's a lot of triumphs today.
The dice know it's your first time trying, so they want to impress you with the natural 20s.
Right.
You ground the hell out of that ship.
I ground the hell out of it.
I help, which is mostly there. Sitting back in the
no, this was
fire not getting rained off and point at things.
This is you helping.
Yeah, exactly.
You go run out there and ground it in there, and you actually, I'll even give you the boost of, as you connect, you see that there's the hard tie-in line for the computer's core system. That won't give you access to much unless you hack it really well. Mm. But you want to be careful because someone could backhack into your vehicle with that.
Oh, okay.
So you have the option to include that when you connect it to your vehicle. And there is a power charging cord that you can plug in to get some free power.
I will plug in the charging of the power, the grounding, but not the computer.
Okay, because yeah, there is that. You know, just from your computer skill that yes, you could start hacking this place. But someone there could hack you back.
It's like, you know what? The vibro knife's going to tell me no.
And you,
it's like LimeWire. Don't do it.
Yeah. And you nimbly avoid any lightning and rain and slipping and anything like that. And you just like a fast little bunny do this in like no time at all.
Nope. Not so. Yeah, there you go.
As all of a sudden the power banks show, they're feeding in a little bit more power in standby mode. Free juice. Watching it down. Okay.
Alright, we've got two birds on the
other side. So
figure out how to open the doors and I will.
B2, give me a lore roll, because you have the lore skill, and that's your separatist lore. It's going to be against two purple.
I'm not used to the.
The best way is to pair off dice. So you take this failure, takes out one of those successes, and you have two threat.
Okay.
Okay, so you're stepping out the loading ramp and you're basically checking your memory banks because, you know, they're super sketchy. And you did succeed in that you do know the passcode for opening this black store.
I know the passcode, but
as you do, a static bolt of stray lightning comes by and hits you, and the static in the air is just going to cause you two strains. Exactly. So you just get this, like, EMP jolt as the lightning just goes into the deck. And it's so close to you, you just see sparks dance over your armor.
Is the door unlocked?
She had. Are you going to go up and put in the code? She's just offering. She has the code, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you're going to put it in, I'll pull out my rifle and sit next to you. So I'm like,
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, and as soon as you do that, you hear this. You hear grinding of gears, and then all of a sudden, and you just see dirt and crust and mud.
I changed my luggage passcode.
Thank you for catching that.
Maybe somebody had to. As you just see like a decade or two of gunk just fall off this door. As slowly it starts and lights immediately pop out and light up your ship. And lights immediately light up and open up this entire area with automated lighting.
Oh, wow, nicely.
Yeah. As soon as you look in, you do notice that there's a speeder. It's covered in dust. You know, it's basically not been used for a while. There's a B2 battle droid here, powered down. B2 battle droid there, powered down. One there.
I thought you said there were B1s.
B1, sorry.
Okay.
B1s. And then there's a bunch of crates. There's plenty of crates and different things that you guys can easily hide behind in there. And the droids seem to be not reacting whatsoever to this.
I'm going to poke my head in and go. Knock, knock on the big blast door, see if there's any reaction.
Okay, so you're trying for a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mind you, I haven't actually gone through the door. I'm sticking my head over the side to see if something shoots at me.
Is there something I can try to action? Way.
I'm
not really,
there
because initiative is pretty much in whichever order you want. Okay, so you get no reaction whatsoever. Because they're horribly disadvantaged right now because they're in shutdown mode.
Oh.
Matter of fact, they took two strain.
Just from trying to listen to you, they took.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you're getting zero reaction from them whatsoever.
Can I pat them on the shoulder and give a little electric, a little
yeah,
static
this
shock?
Yeah, Jack is convinced these guys are toast, so he's just going to stroll in confidently.
Okay. Are you touching one?
I'm touching him.
Oh, yeah, you can touch him. And you just get, like, you know, his hair just kind of like this.
You're still a little bit staticky.
Yeah, exactly.
As, you know, there's this big crack of lightning and motivating you guys to get in out of the rain, so to speak.
Can I go up to the B1 droids? And is there a known power cable on the back?
I don't know. Give me a mechanics roll and three purple, and we'll find out.
Three purple.
Okay, I just
need
that. Me too. We'll find out if you studied the B1 chassis when you were in mechanics school. Apparently, you don't know.
Well, you find one.
But
you
do find
$20.
$20 credit. Yep.
That's basically what that is. Well, I don't know, but there's a credit.
But
this
guy just had like money on him, so that's cool.
So you have no idea how to disable one of these guys, other than possibly putting your blaster to their chest and squeezing the trigger.
Wouldn't the B2 unit know?
Probably not, but maybe. We never know. Maybe not if something of importance for a B2 battle droid to know.
So, Jexy's a car. I mean, it's a speeder, but you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you going to steal the car?
Yeah.
Can we load
it's
it in
free.
Our
It is too big to get in your cargo wrap, unfortunately. Most YT-1300s are for small vehicles.
Take
the
power signal. Power cells. We're here for
now, see, more importantly would be the crates marked munitions
and,
you know, droid parts.
We'll take
for
those,
value, because those come in nice, handy-dandy crates.
I'm going to go and look up in here.
More importantly, Jack's looking at the speeder being like, what the hell they need to drive to?
As we're separating the parts.
Just
the
from
best
over
part.
Over it, just
I'm
like under the wings
the
or whatever, the YT.
Okay.
You
so the
really
the B1s seem to be in standby mode. It looks like they're not reacting to any stimulus at the moment.
Is vigilance the same as perception?
No, vigilance is for being surprised. You're basically always ready for danger.
Oh, perception is right here. I just missed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll a perception on this to see if it has obvious signs of being out in the stormy weather. Like if it's got birds from being struck by lightning, if it's got rust.
That's a good one. Jesus, another
three
try.
Three advantages. Oh yeah, I need to roll
two.
Yep, two per.
Two advantages, a triumph, and I don't know how this.
Two threats. Two successes. So three successes. Triumph.
So for your triumph, you look at this speeder, and immediately you get anime eyes, because this is a classic. Like 30-year-old speeder, it's a raced out speeder that's been militarized, so it doesn't look as cherry hot as it should be. But you know from experience that this is a racer speeder. And it looks like it's been in storage for 20 years, so it's pristine minus the layer of dust. You wish you could get her in the ship.
Any way of towing it?
No, not really.
Damn.
Strap it to the top.
True. Anybody puts this on the registry, you're dead to me. This wasn't here, and it will continue not to be here. That clear?
That sounds good to me.
He might be sending his ex-girlfriend to come pick it up.
Trusty.
And you had two threat?
Yes.
Okay, so for the two threat, basically, I'm not going to tell you what's happening.
That's fair.
Other than that two threat is now building up.
There is something amok.
As you know, basically the stress is you when you touched her and pulled off the sheet and to really inspect the engine, all of a sudden like some tool bits come flying off and hit the floor, and there's this clank, 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 echo. And you're still on the boarding ramp.
I am still
blink,
that's
blink,
nice and shady. Or, well, not shady, but
I got you.
There's no rain there. And I can still keep a weather eye on the party.
Mini map. So Pat should be two there. We'll use him for you on the ship. Okay. As you're continuing to investigate, and you notice as you're walking, ceiling lights are coming on. There's a dim white tube lighting. So like just enough to make it light, but not like over bright comforting light.
Don't turn anything on.
Oh, I'm just checking out to see there.
Okay, so as you come around this corner, you notice as soon as you do this like double stop and pull yourself back, because you immediately saw the controls for a gun, big massive anti-vehicle gun, and there's a B1 battle droid sitting there at the controls.
Oh.
Go ahead and give me perception roll. It's going to be against two purple. Because it's a nice lit up room.
So one disadvantage.
Okay. So we'll just save that disadvantage.
You just kicked something.
As you literally, you stop against the wall and a panel like swings off hanging by one screw and it's just like as it slowly comes to a stop and like put the hand on it to stop it from scraping.
This adventure is so much about the fake out scares.
No, there's no hand, it's just immediately vibrate
back
to
the
wall.
They're just building tension, give them a break, you know, they'll have the jump scare soon.
So what is B2 doing?
Looking at these people. Wondering if it's worth it.
You see the crates of munition, like a barrel of hyperfuel, you know. That shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Solo taught us about hyperfuel.
So real quick, we're coming in here just to gather shit. That's our
basically mission. It's a smash and grab, and if you can secure the location, all the better for him.
Yeah.
You could like park a bunch of space pirates in here.
I bet he'd be grateful and might give us a bonus if we can secure his to the location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can basically loot the place and bring back loot and say, the place was trashed.
If you need something to do, I would call me being like, hey, should load some of those crates on my ship and maybe we get distracted and have to leave soon.
That would totally be a thing to start grabbing some munitions.
We are totally going to get distracted.
Yeah.
So.
Jack is already there. He has no memory of the mission. He's just looking at this car.
Yeah. He's just looking
and
at it. He's like,
I'm looking straight at you.
Baby,
you're
my
already...
baby, my baby.
Oh,
I mean...
One day.
B2, can you start loading crates? I bet you covered.
As his rifle's just like, you know, he's bored pointing
I
at
am
his head.
That one right there. That B1 right there. In the back left
Roger,
corner.
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
All of the aim actions on that.
Okay, so what kind of crate are you going for? Is it munitions, droid parts?
I would imagine because
easily it's got the barcode. You're like beep beep beep, and it's telling you what's in them.
I would imagine just out of pure selfishness, droid parts.
Okay, spare B2 battle droid parts.
Yeah.
I so could see you going for that. It's like
yeah.
Priority target parts for me.
Ooh, I can use this.
Because at some point you might want to get those linked pistols back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
go
so
down.
Go ahead and give
me
an athletics roll. It's going to be for you basically grabbing and stashing stuff.
So, athletics right there. And two greens.
And it's one purple, but we're going to upgrade this in case danger can happen. Some hope for some threat.
So, black die?
No, your purple turns into a red.
So it's a one red versus your dice pool. Aw, that wasn't bad at all. So go ahead and bring a success and an advantage dice over here to take this out. So
okay.
Success and
so
advantage.
You end up with
so two advantages. So you're easily grabbing some. You like double up on two crates to get all the B2 parts into the ship.
As I'm doing that, I'm like, you guys know the B1s are going to come alive. That's just how this the shit rolls as I'm going.
Why do you think I'm still on the lock, on the loading dock?
At least one of you is smart.
Okay, so basically she's clank, 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 dropping the cargo in the back so it's nice, secure, and hitting the mag lock so it sinks right to the hull of the ship so you don't have to worry about cargo sliding because you never see that in Star Wars. Okay, so who's going to go next? Nothing seems to be
I'll
happening.
Go next.
You're gonna keep going to the turret?
Yeah, I'll walk up to see how it's working. I'm going to have my droid stabler ready, though.
Oh, okay, so all of a sudden you holster your main gun, you're pulling out your
droid. It's a rifle, so I just sling it back over.
Mm-hmm. And you pull it, you have them crisscross, you can sling one this way and sling one this way.
Because
the disabler's like a shotgun, it's got a big massive barrel.
Just
okay, and when you're walking by, you're just seeing like the screensaver on the targeting computer going.
Okay.
It's the droid guild been defunct ever since the Empire took my business. Okay?
How does this one look like it's set up?
He looks like he's powered down as well.
Just powered down?
Yeah, he's in standby mode. Though you do see he's got a little recharging station, so he's fully juiced because he's plugged into the...
I'm going to look at where it's plugged into.
Okay.
And can I use the mechanics to track that to his main power cell?
I will give that to you.
Against two
purple. You know what? Let's upgrade one of those purple. It's because now Hank guy's got all these life side points. I want you to use those life side points.
True.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, what do we use them on?
So far, I've just been looking at nice cars.
Yeah.
Well.
So you're trying to figure out what it is. You're afraid you're too close to this thing.
Can I find a general spot?
but you see where
so
you're thinking.
I just want to pull out my lever and I can put it in there.
Okay, go ahead and give me an attack with your melee.
Against two purple.
You're gonna have a blue dice automatically because you're taking your time and doing it nice. If you want to aim, you can get yourself an extra blue die.
Oh, I will steady that on there
and
just
like
pop it in. No, you were there.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're a dice, eh? I sometimes love you, sometimes hate you. In this case, they like you. So what's the damage of your blade?
That's a success and a disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So damage is plus one.
So it's plus one to your bronze. So
two, that's three.
Okay.
And then it has piercing and vicious.
Piercing on two, vicious is extra damage, extra percentage.
Oh.
So you just go, and immediately it just, and its head just hits the controls, and when it does, you kind of feel the turret kind of, because he's pushing forward on the turret controls.
Nice. I just gently remove him from
so
the turret controls. I leave him in the seat so if something needs to get
Jet
in there, it has to move.
Out of it and starts to see a turret move next to his ship.
Well, you're kind of inside finally the car, but you're hearing this. So you had one threat?
Yeah.
I'll give you one strain for that, because you were basically like drip of sweat as you were pushing this thing.
A capillary burst, and my red eyes are now blue.
So one strain for that threat. That's the easiest in the box. So you've shaken yourself out of the car moment, really wishing you could like cut the ship in half to get this car in there.
If we have enough time, can we disassemble the car and put it into the ship?
If you had enough mechanics, yes, you could easily do it.
Jack has another plan.
Okay.
It's a better plan.
It's a better plan.
It's not a great plan, but it is a better plan.
I don't know how to leave you.
It's the best plan we've got.
Okay, we'll see.
That is slightly irrelevant, however, as Jack heard one of the big turrets moving.
Okay,
and
so
his ship is parked on the pad.
So you had that, my other baby.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Jack clenches about as much as physically possible and hurries over to see what's happening.
You do the Corellian clench and dash.
The Corellian clench, yep.
Okay, and you go look at, and you see the turret kind of like...
I know I'm not piloting, but can I go full speed or whatever it's called?
straight to light speed.
What is it called?
Gun it.
That's the one.
You can do
Jack guns it.
Yeah, you run back outside and you see the turret just like slopes straight down.
No. Oh.
You have this moment where it's like, okay, it's not going to blow up our ship. You knew it was a trap.
Dunn, was that you?
Yeah. I'm going to
okay.
go deal with the other one now.
Don't scare me like that.
And I just, I have another two crates up, and I'm like, I've never seen a living creature move that fast.
It
okay.
broke my ship.
Yeah.
I've got the one, and we're not in a good position to have a broken ship right now.
No, that would be a bad thing.
That's fine.
And it's not even paid off.
That's true. And I owe a HUD money.
You're still paying the HUD for it.
What is cool?
And, you know, cool is basically the opposite version of vigilance.
Oh.
It's also used for not losing your shit in fear situations.
Oh, okay, good.
So cool is that whole Han Solo when he's at the cantina. He ruled cool while Greedo ruled vigilance because he's just like,
I got this.
He got the initiative, so he unholstered his weapon and had it ready at the aim to just take the shot.
Okay.
So, like, it would be an intimidation, like a skullduggery versus your cool?
Skullduggery is most of your theft stuff, like your lockpicking, pick locks.
Coercion.
Coercion is your convincing someone to do something, but then you've got charm and deception, too, which can also kind of coerce. And you have coordination, which is the catch-all if, like, you know, you're running across ice, something slippery. If you didn't roll a nice, amazing triumph for getting the mechanics going.
I don't have a good charm, I'm not going to negotiate. That's fine.
You have a big gun. It helps with both of us.
I got a big gun and a very sharp
and
knife.
And depending on how you use your skills, describe how you're using the skills, that can also give you boost, too.
Mm-hmm.
Though it can also give you setback if you're doing something in a very bad way. Like pulling a gun on the hut to negotiate.
And leadership. I'm not a good lady.
Unless the hut's a really funny guy and he laughs at you and he thinks it's a joke, then that could help. Ha ha ha, funny man.
I see what you did.
So who's going to go next?
Let's see. Jack hasn't been helping much, so he's going to actually start moving some boxes.
Okay.
But he's going to get distracted quickly because the droid's got it.
droids don't get tired.
Yeah, droids don't get tired. Droid doesn't have to pilot the ship home. So he's just going to go, you know, look around for more classic cars.
Okay, so
worst case
scenario, you start poking around. Give me a perception.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Can I
perception
this
and
go up to the door?
Okay, so as you're coming back this
yeah.
way from after you're shaking, you can definitely roll a perception.
Should I roll like another
flame?
Jesus.
Another triumph.
My God, it's a triumph and nothing else. Do I find a classic car? Is this a collector?
You find some fuzzy dice.
So for your triumph, you tell me what you found.
You know what? I think this guy was a collector, and he's just got a horde of old racers, and Jack's eyes just light up.
Or maybe he's got swoop bikes.
Ooh.
That could fit in the cargo hold.
That's true.
Those are good for racing.
Racer swoop bikes for the 2 days of the year you could race on this planet without storms.
He's that kind of asshole.
Remember, this was the Separatist Army. They had douchebags in charge usually.
That's true.
So you do find a trio of swoop bikes, all blinged out.
Guys, I found two swoop bikes.
So go ahead and roll the perceptions.
I did, I got the
well,
two.
Well.
To advantage?
Yeah.
What would the bluff be? Charm?
Charm? For
versus,
deception.
Versus, versus what? Also, I don't think you roll...
Do
oh,
I not?
No, is it... How do you do a post check?
Opposed checks would be your skill versus his skill. So if you were trying to bluff him, it would be against his, for him, he would basically do the discipline. So what, are you trying to bluff him?
He's trying to bluff us?
I mean...
Well, he's just
sure,
throwing
kinda.
It out there kind of ha-ha funny. I mean...
I'll roll a deception, sure.
Okay,
I've
so...
I've got one advantage.
Who's got the highest
the
discipline? Well, he would basically roll his deception against your
I
guesses.
Have one advantage.
So, well he would be rolling his purple dice. When he rolls his deception. So if he's
okay.
trying to lie to you guys, who's got the highest discipline?
I've got one rank in discipline.
So it would be a red dice, unless someone's got better.
I got two.
Two nice.
Two green or two?
Two green.
So which do you guys think is better? One red against him or two purple against him?
Two purple.
Two purple.
That's what I rolled?
Yeah, that's what you're rolling
okay.
just your deception.
Roll with the one I got?
Yeah.
I have one advantage. You get the impression that Jack is kind of ha-ha funnying you. If you miss the actual point, that's just a fringe benefit.
So he's using the advantage to play it off as a ha-ha funny, just
yeah.
In case you caught him in it.
Exactly.
As he's pushing this beautiful bike out.
Well, hey, bring him along.
And did you had no threat? Just one advantage?
No threat,
okay.
One advantage, nothing else.
Okay, I'm kind of waiting for one more threat to come in.
Right,
play.
Though?
So, and for your, you had two advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. So for your two advantage, I will give you a little piece of information that you do notice that our security camera is looking at you guys.
Are they tracking?
They're lit up, but they don't seem to be moving yet. Just like a motion detector. Almost like the light switch there, blinking that it's seeing motion there.
I'm going to go and disable this.
So you're going to go to the other side?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you pass him,
curious,
you're like,
where
doing the other one.
Where did Jack see the bikes, just so I know?
You basically saw them on the other side over here.
Okay, cool.
They were nestled between
nestled
a couple crates.
For what it's worth, since I haven't done it yet, I've been attempting to be, like, sneaky on the ship.
Uh-huh.
Like, if they're just droids, they're off right now, they can't really look at me.
Uh-huh.
I'm still going to be trying to be sneaky. So when they do, inevitably wake up.
Bastards.
Zach thinks you're all really, really just being paranoid about this.
Of course she's
off.
Paranoid.
Okay,
she
you're
not?
Walking up on the droid, not even sneaking, and it's just not reacting to you.
Is it hooked up to the power cell?
It is also hooked up.
To roll that mechanics again. The
just
like,
you're like, okay, so now that I've destroyed one, I'm gonna take my time on this guy.
Okay.
I'm gonna like just like I will have
the power core last time, which I did this, which means I don't follow
so
it like
so
this.
You're going with him?
What? No, I was telling him to up one of the
upgrade
dice.
Your roll?
Yeah, upgrade the roll.
Okay, so you upgrade the mechanics check, because you're basically doing a little mechanic work on this guy.
Just track
what's going on here? My god, you guys are rolling amazing.
So three advantage and one success.
Yep.
Okay, so immediately you now know where the off button is.
So
put them
exactly.
into standby mode where they fold their legs up. It was just the paint on the other guy was all scratched
off.
Oh, so
I know exactly
where
that is.
Yeah.
I flip that.
You immediately hit the button, and it kind of like sproings. And did you see episode 1, 2, or 3? How they're in standby mode when they're all compact with the rifle in the back? It immediately sproings in the compact mode, kind of flops over and falls out of the chair, ripping the connector off. Sort of like strips the connector cable. Was never meant to have a whole droid body pull itself out of there.
I'm sure we heard that.
Oh yeah, you all heard that. Easy. There's this clang, 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 clang.
I put one in the standby.
Everything good?
Yeah.
Done.
I'm gonna take it. And how heavy
done,
is it?
Oh, they're looking good, 100, 150 pounds.
Would you say 2 pounds would be good enough to move that?
2 is like average strength. You could give me an athletic roll and try against 2 purple.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, I can't roll for nothing.
I'm just going to put him in upside down in the chair.
Okay.
That way if anything goes to get in there, he immediately has to get up and not be upside down in there. And they have to move him out of it like, oh.
Okay, as you're kind of like, and just flop them back.
Trying to like pivot it over the arm of the chair, just like
upside down bot.
You are not strong enough. Mm.
You basically throw him in the chair, and the chair swivels last minute, just bang, 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 because he falls off the other side.
I'm like,
oh,
it's
you were looking for.
It's a swivel chair. That just comes over the comms. It's a
swivel
chair.
At least you've gotten both turrets taken care of now, right, Dunn?
Oh yeah, no, there's no droid manning these.
Can you, like, lock the controls or something?
I'm gonna look at the computer.
Put some bubblegum in or something.
Just not pushing any buttons, just analyze the controls.
Okay, just looking over the controls.
Yeah.
Make it so it's inconvenient. All you need to do is stall them.
Nice.
Or we can just not let anything get to the controls.
That would be ideal, yes.
One advantage.
You believe you can deactivate this turret, you just have to power it up first.
No,
it's
the disadvantage.
At least that's what you believe.
So, to my understanding, I think I can power this down, but I have to turn it on first.
Oh,
well,
I don't want
to do that. We want to use them, maybe.
Not right now.
I mean,
my
no,
ship's
but we
the
don't
only
want
one they're pointed at.
But if someone else's ships show up, I would prefer that they be on and ready to go.
So I come down here,
okay.
And I'm going
to
just put all the B-1 droids in the clamps. Not like mess around with them, just be like,
okay.
You got them.
So you walk up to the one over here, and you hit the button,
yeah.
And immediately it goes, proing, clink, 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 clink.
I really don't like the way everything's echoing in this place.
I'm kind of like...
just can't roll for nothing.
What if I flip one of the dice? Can I do that and make your gold better?
I think there's no reason that you couldn't. So, notably...
Okay, you're just coming off the cargo ramp, walking right past him.
Jack has been helping a little bit, but B2 might notice that the spot Jack has been clearing is a really good spot to drive that speeder out of the actual thing, unimpeded by, you know, boxes I might accidentally crash into. Jack's going to... try to... am I doing this wrong?
Yes, you get the light ones.
Jack is going to try to power the car on.
Okay.
That turns one of...
yeah, you don't even need to roll for that. You're just like, you jump in the seat,
and
I'll give you for that light side point that the keys were right there.
I'll do this as a piloting check instead, how about?
Okay.
Piloting it through the storm to a hidden place under the base.
Oh god, you're a madman. Okay.
By the way,
just watch our pilot go off the edge.
Oh, he flat out told you he was going to steal the ship, and if any of you tried to tell the Hutt, you were dead to him.
he didn't paraphrase the guards.
No.
So you do know flying out there is going to be 4 purple.
Yes.
Okay.
Hence why I flipped the pilot.
Okay, so okay.
B2 notices, B2 doesn't care.
So give me a piloting planetary. at 4 purple.
Piloting.
Make sure I have piloting flames in the planetary.
Ooh, yeah, that is worse for me.
You're a space jockey.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Don't forget you did upgrade it.
Hmm?
You did upgrade it, so don't forget.
I know.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought I was upgrading to 3 of these, I was upgrading to 1 of these.
As he's powering it up and he's driving it.
That's right. Failure can be fun, right?
Yes.
Oh boy, it can be.
We're gonna have some fun.
That was a failure. I have
failure with disadvantage.
2 failure with 1 threat and nothing else.
You just drive off the edge.
Okay, so you start the engine up and she sounds beautiful. I mean, there's this echo of this sweet thromming of this plasma engine. You get in there and you're like, oh god, I gotta find a place to hide this outside.
It's perfect.
It's a good thing you're a smuggler, not a scientist, because you know your scientists might have a problem with your plan of hiding it outside the ion storm.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gonna look for a good place. And as soon as you
just under something,
B2's made a nice gap for you to go through, and you start to pull out. And then just then, as here's the ship, and here's your speeder as you're getting ready to go. Crack of ion starts just hitting the rocks right above you, which causes like a mini rock slide, just like 5 or 6 major boulders. But you overcompensate, like, no, my new baby! And you immediately go right up against your YT-1300, and you just hear this horrible gut-rending metal on metal scraping sound as you're not off the platform yet, but you just sideswiped your own vehicle, giving both vehicles 2 points of damage.
Oh.
As all of a sudden your back teeth are in pain and your heart and soul.
Check! You're checking me, man. There were rocks!
What was that?
There were rocks!
And immediately.
Is that strain or trauma?
A wound. The one right next to the strain.
Cool, yeah.
Immediately, these two droids that are still there, their visual receptors flip full red. And they immediately look around.
Can I fire at them?
Droid disabler. Bam!
Everybody roll
Vigilance.
As all of a sudden you weren't expecting, you get this horrible screeching sound.
My god!
That's a good way to be. Hey, dude, you've been sitting there waiting for danger!
Yep. No, that was me!
That was
I just crashed the car.
I rolled 2 advantage.
Oh, okay.
Else.
You rolled another triumph?
Luck
be the smuggler tonight!
I got 2 succeeds and 2 advantage.
What'd you get? 1 success?
I'm on it.
And what did you get?
This car, man. It might get hurt.
2
more.
Advantage.
2 advantage?
The first scratch is always the worst.
It's alright, I was just ripping off some of the military paint.
Maybe you can see the nice cherry coat underneath.
It's alright, Don can fix it.
It's alright, you can fix it.
Hey, as done, I resent that.
Wait a minute, I'm done.
That's...
I'm done, son.
You done, son?
I'm done with you.
I think I'm gonna keep moving.
You know what just happened? You done good.
Oh, I did.
Notably, this one you're aiming on is not there.
Well, you.
Yeah,
okay. He was aiming at one of the front ones.
No, I've been aiming at one of the back.
Okay.
No, I disabled both back.
One of the back.
Oh,
yeah, he
back
went
back
up and hit the button to cause him to fold.
He's
totally
sure my last name is pronounced Homer.
So it's gonna be 2 of you guys. Then 2 mysterious
yes
groups happening, and then 2 of you guys. So who would like to go first, as all of a sudden these V2 battle droids immediately activate or immediately threat us?
I think
you should
one
go first, Mr. Was Overwatch.
Okay, so for the aiming.
Okay.
Can you take the aim action pre-combat?
You can.
Okay.
So I will give you that you definitely were already aiming, because that was clearly true.
And you only get 1 no matter how many times you aim?
You can actually aim twice.
Ooh.
So if you choose to do maneuver, you can aim again.
Oh!
I have a lot of dice I'd like to shoot, bro. Okay.
To shoot.
What's my purple?
Okay, now since you're aiming at the ones at the doorway, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's short range, so that's 1 purple.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna be ugly.
Okay.
Wait! We might as well upgrade that bad boy.
That's in
there. Nice to flail with.
In there.
It would be dramatic.
Okay, so we start with a triumph.
I think we can end with a triumph, too.
So you fire off this crack shot. And immediately, as soon as everybody kind of has this butt pucker moment when the droids start immediately looking, threat assessing, and they're like three contacts seeing you stealing the car, as there's this big warning in their visor, they're seeing this big warning of not to hurt the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
As they're like, strange vehicle. There's somebody there that they can't really see. You know, two threats, possibly three threats, you know, because they're not even noticing you as a threat right now. As they're threat assessing, you fire and it explodes. Its head ricochets off the wall, bounces off the ceiling, flings down to the one in front of it, and basically knocks its blaster out of its rough hand. And it kind of stumbles and falls and just explodes. Apparently, it'd been sitting standby position so long, it just rusted shut and just explodes.
Both of them?
Both of them. He pulls up the spare with this bouncing headshot.
Just... I'll do it.
Jack did not see that. Doesn't know how cool it was.
Aww,
yeah,
I'll just shoot one.
Puts droid bullets there. I'll do it.
So
who's
along.
Going next? Because I'm going to ask them if they want to do a perception.
I'll go next. And yeah, I'll do a perception.
Okay.
Against two purple?
It's going to be against two purple, yeah.
Because I was in the room, so it was like,
what is accurate?
Accurate,
add more dice.
Accurate, yeah, it helps your accuracy is a free blue.
This is what you wanted, right?
Ooh, it was, especially since there was no weapons discharge in the base.
Yeah.
The weapons discharge was outside the base. So immediately as you're walking back and you're seeing him blow one up and it does this.
Yeah, I'm just falling
off. It like just goes pshoo, and all these parts that destroy the one next to it. So like, you have no clue how it happens. You're noticing down across this way.
Uh-huh.
Is you're seeing something turn the corner from the distance, and it looks just like your buddy B2 here.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Ah,
as it's got red photoreceptors, and it looks rusty patches, but it's walking, and it's doing the one arm like this and the other arm like that with its dual blasters.
Oh,
and
a set of doors here?
There are, but they are open currently.
Can the mechanics those closed? Or computers?
You can.
What would you like, computers or mechanics?
Which would you like to do? Basically, they can both do the same thing, just from different angles. Like, if you do
scary.
Computers...
Oh, I've been doing my mechanics
for
a while. I'm going to do...
You want computers, for sure.
Computers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah,
now you
leadership.
Is
it on that side of the table, or...
Success.
Because I need to figure out what the bipod actually does. Because those two blue guys I thought were from
I got two advantage.
Accurate.
Okay, so two advantage. You go up to the pad and you go bit bit bit. What would you like to use the two advantage for?
1, 2, 3, 5.
You can give it a black dice and a buddy a blue dice.
What if you turn the lights off on him on accident?
I mean, he's a robot. He has
that's
like
true.
Infrared or something.
What if you turn the lights off on us?
Everyone but the Chiss and the Assassin get blue black dice to the rolls.
I'm going to use those two advantages to see if...
No helpful. I bet you...
Two advantage. Immediate free maneuver.
Oh my god, that is like an.
Give them a
this like
free maneuver bonus. Would be a good one in here.
This is like a cover badge and a fur book font.
I can't use that maneuver to try again.
No.
No, so.
But you can.
It is coming this way, right?
It is coming this direction.
Dude, give me a blue die and I will go face it.
She will like to force. Dart its face with her blaster.
Dart its stance.
It
could
decreases my cumbersome rating.
Cumbersome is how much you can carry. The bipod, when you put it down, makes the weapon easier to aim, so you wouldn't need a higher strength to carry it, because the weapons have cumbersome rating, and you have to have a brawn equal to your cumbersome, or you can't shoot it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you get black dice for him to use it.
You said defensive stance?
Okay.
So it's basically big, long rifle, and when you bipod it down, it makes it a single man using usable saw. Like the old World War II saw weapons. How they pop the stand and then one guy can now control it.
Give a bonus.
Okay, so the bipod isn't actually for sniper weapons.
You can use it for sniper.
I'm gonna give him a penalty as I pull out my droid buster. Just
So you free maneuver to whip out your weapon.
Uh-huh.
So you got this big hunky barrel pointing you. You're like, are you taking at least partial cover of the wall?
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing the defense guard stance where it's he
okay,
has a
so
black dice thing.
Okay, so you're like, hooah.
Just like no.
Okay.
Guarded stance, for the record, only gives you a bonus on melee defense, is what it was saying. Not
ranged. Oh, not ranged. So I'll just give him a black dice.
Okay, give him a black dice is a good thing, because you're being super quick and agile
yeah.
as you're whipping it out. And immediately, he's at medium range with you. That's a bit of distance. But unfortunately for you, his weapons are meant to go for long range.
Yeah.
You're within range of his weapon.
Yeah.
So immediately, you just hear his vocal recorder saying something, but you can't quite pick it up because it's all jacked up, because he's been working too long. And he proceeds to take aim.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go ahead and take the damage for the strain because, you know, why not? And you can tell he's saying something in his vocal recorder, but you can't quite pick it out. You're kind of sweating when you're thinking of what he's doing. Especially when he aims that barrel at
he
you.
He says something that I can't understand.
What's the
I just yell, Roger
it's
that.
Two strain points from him?
Yes.
Cool.
So I'm going to need a blue dice. Because he is aiming.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. But you notice he's at medium range and there's an extra purple there. Because he only shoots his blasters on full auto.
Oh, no.
And I just dropped the dice. You're back.
It's right under you.
I got it. You are very limber.
Yes.
Yeah. As all of a sudden the blaster fire goes off, he immediately recognizes that you should... Oh, shit.
I should,
You should not be there.
You. Oh.
And think, all these threats, he would not have been able to do auto fire. So all of a sudden, you see his arm just start to vibrate, and then both these barrels just start...
Oh!
And blaster fire, just a funnel Rams. Of blaster fire is coming towards you.
He knits you a lead blanket made out of light.
Yeah, he does.
And,
it's a good thing I have soap five. Just,
his first...
I think you might need,
His first ram is going to hit you for 11 points of damage.
Good.
Brisket.
Brisket. So 11, that means I take 6 points of strain or 6 points of...
6 points of wounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to like, I like my meat.
So you guys just hear this
so
auto fire going off.
One.
That's the first bullet. But you know what? I'm going to use that to teach you crits.
Oh, good.
Rather than a second bullet hitting you for the same damage. You're going to get to see a crit.
Oh, good.
And I
need this actually
tense.
Oh, no,
question.
I get D10s.
Oh. You're rolling for your crit, right?
Yeah.
Can I flip on a crit, or is that not a thing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he's basically going to have to take it.
Oh, I see. It's a percentile.
Oh. You got hit for slowed down. The target can only act during the last allied initiative slot on his turn.
Okay.
So basically, the shot must have hit you in the leg, and it's you're slowed down. So that means on the next turn, you basically will be the last person to act.
Okay, that's fair.
What happens if two people have slowed down? Do they get to initiative fight for the last spot?
Or we just ad hoc it.
Yeah.
And by the way, to heal this, if you're going to a doc, it's only one purple to get rid of.
Oh,
medicine
okay.
check. So it's actually pretty easy to heal. So it's basically just, he clipped you in the calf.
Just,
as this rain of fire bolts are showing
just,
off.
Just,
So you said that the ship I was in was a racer that was converted to a military ship.
Mm hmm. It
does
not have weapons.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
my
next
like,
question.
Yeah, it does not have any actual weapons on it. Not that there's not weapons and crates you could eventually install on it. Okay, so something else is happening on the base right now. You're hearing some noise or some whooshing. The base is starting to activate now that weapons have been discharged. All those beautiful white single tube lights that were there have now flipped to a red color. And you're seeing like a small strobe effect coming out of what the cameras are.
Oh, nice.
Almost like things have been woken up now.
Good. I'm glad I disabled those giant gun
turrets. The turrets will not be blowing up your ship there, or your friend in the speeder bike.
How do you make grenades work, or perhaps
grenade,
thrown axes?
Using a grenade is a ranged light.
Okay.
And then the throwing axe would be just melee.
Can I go?
Yeah.
I want to shoot at it.
Okay.
I want to use my repulsor rifle.
Okay, so are you going to aim?
Yes.
Okay, so one of your maneuvers is aim. You can, by the way, take an additional maneuver for 2 strain if you want. Or you can just stay where you are.
I'll take 2 strain.
Okay. And you can go behind cover, by the way. There are crates that you can get behind cover.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Cover, you know, gives your opponent a black die, which is nice.
Which is? So that's 2 aim. So
you have the small.
How do I figure out which other dice I need for shooting?
For shooting, it's going to be, now you're using your repulsor.
Yeah, the top one.
Okay, that's going to be range heavy. So range heavy, which you should be pretty good at.
Range heavy. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you should be pretty good at that.
2 golds.
And he is at medium range, so it's 2 purple, unless you were to want to move forward.
You know what? Fuck yeah.
Okay, so you basically are just doing the whole droid-on-droid, tete-a-tete moving into the
hell
room.
Hell yeah, let's fucking do this. So what, is that only 1 purple?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, is that my dice?
That's your dice.
Alrighty. Booyah!
And now you get to taste the triumph.
Oh my god.
So, basically, this fail takes one of those out, which you don't need to worry about. So, are you wanting to go for the crit or just extra damage? Or just basically tell me how you take him the fuck out with your repulsor gun? Which, by the way, the repulsor guns shoot, like, grav repulsor bolt out. So, you could, like, blast his parts down the hallway.
Basically, all of a sudden, I just turn around when I, you know, see the firing and stuff. See him get slashed in the leg.
Hail of blaster bolts.
I'm like, finally, action! And I just go running, and I go, boom! And he just slaps. I go, oh, that didn't last long.
And literally, when your repulsor blast hits him in the chest, it just caves in the chest, and then C-3PO style, parts just go flying down the hallway, scraping against the floor.
Yes.
As if, you know, he must have been out of maintenance, and that just destroyed the bits of him. Okay, and you basically still seem to be warning lights going on.
I would like to park and get out of my
ship. Okay. So you kind of turn it down, and it's just kind of like, as you feel like...
I'm going to park it right under Bucket of Bolts, so it's like not getting struck by lightning.
Okay.
Bucket of bolts will be fine.
Bucket of bolts is grounded.
Yeah, it's grounded. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about that.
It'll be fine.
So you basically hop out after you park it.
start heading inside because clearly commotion has begun. The lights just turned red.
Yes, the lights are all ominously red.
I would also like to flip one of these.
For what?
You said one of the things you can do is declare that you had something, right?
Okay.
I have that separatist badge that I brought with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some antique that you're maybe
from
family.
Yeah, because you know, we thought it was a separatist base. It might just be nice to have a badge, and you can get one at any smuggler store.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Scion Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.